Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
Learning Meseches Tainus, Daf Yedalad. The sugi starts, Daf Yigimel Mabeis, towards the bottom. The Gemara asks, Shailat, Slois of the Tanisa Hechemat Kirinot. When do we say the Tefil of the Tainus, the Tefil of Anenu, that we add by a Tainus, when do we say it exactly? Dabar Rav Yehuda Le'Rav Yitzhak Berei, Rav Yehuda was taking Rav Yitzhak Gassam Vidarash Yochet Shekibel of Tainus, Mispal Shel Tainus. You say Anenu when you Makabel Tainus, Vehechan Armav Engoyal Lereife. So Rav Yehuda said that you say the Tefil of Tainus of Anenu as a separate bracha between the bracha of Goyal Yisrael and the bracha of Rafeinu. Mask of Lar Yitzhak, Rav Yitzhak asked him, Vechi Yochet Kaveh Bracha La'atzmai. Does a Yochet make his own bracha? A Yochet has to say only the 18 brachas that we have. A Yochet doesn't make his own bracha. Elam Rav Yitzchak b'shemei tefila v'chayim v'sheishah b'shemei tefila. Rav Yitzchak and Rav Sheishah both say that you don't make your own bracha, you say it in shemei tefila. Like Aminig, that we say Aneinu by shemei tefila, Taisus points out that you don't say the bracha of Aneinu beis tzarem, you say the tefila of Aneinu until the end of the tefila of Aneinu, kiata Aneinu beis tzarem, and then you say kiata shemei tefila samchal yisrael barachim and finish off the bracha of shemei tefila. And that's a yachid. The shliach tzibur does make his own bracha between Goyal Yisrael and Rafeinu. So the Gemara is a kasha, meisvei, ein ben yachid b'tzibur, el shezem espal shmein esrei, vezem espal tesha esrei. The difference between a yachid and a tzibur is that the yachid's mespal shmein esrei, and the tzibur's mespal tesha esrei, in other words, makes an enu for a separate bracha. So the Gemara says, my yachid or my tzibur. What's the case of Yachid? What's the case of Tzibur? Ilem Yachid Mamish Tzibur Shliach Tzibur. If you're going to say Yachid means when Yachid davens, which is Lechari the Sheet of Reb Yitzchak. When Yachid davens, so he says he's not Kaveh Bracha L'Atzma, he just says 18 brachas. And Tzibur means when the Shliach Tzibur davens. The Shliach Tzibur, he's Maisif another bracha. Just the Yachid can't be Kaveh Bracha L'Atzma, but the Shliach Tzibur could. And that the Gemara says, Hani Tesha Esrei Esrei Rabah Havu. A Shliach Tzibur says 24 brachas. It says in the next parak in the Mishnayis that there are 24 brachas. They added 6 brachas to Shemayna Esrei in the days of the Tainus. So the Shliach Tzibur doesn't only say 19 brachas, he says 24 brachas. El alav achikama, ein ben yachid the kibbul of Tainus yachid. The yachid shekibbul of Tainus Tzibur, el shezem espal Shemayna Esrei, vezem espal Tesha Esrei. Shemam eno yachid kaveh bracha la'atzmai. In other words, the Shliach Tzibur Vada doesn't say 18 or 19. The Shliach Tzibur says 24 because he adds the 6 brachas. So what's Yachid and Tzibur? Yachid is by a Tainus Yachid. By a Tainus Yachid, then, is not Kaveh Brachal Atzmai, but by a Tainus Tzibur, even a Yachid's Kaveh Brachal Atzmai. Is it right that a Yachid's Kaveh Brachal Atzmai are upon it by a Tainus Tzibur? So Nachrein Nemes, the Gvur Sari, the Karen Ayra, that even though it's Shverin of Yitzchak, because Reb Yitzchak said, V'chiyachet kaveh bracha l'atzmai, which is mashmet, he's never kaveh bracha l'atzmai. And this brisa says that a tainus by a tainus tzibur is kaveh bracha l'atzmai. L'chayr, it's also Shverin of Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Yachet shekibol of tainus, you say anenu, and you say anenu ben goyel l'reife. It's mashmet, even a tainus yachet, you say anenu ben goyel l'reife. So l'chayr, it's Shverin both. Reb Yitzchak sounds like a yachet's never kaveh bracha l'atzmai. Not by a tainus yachid, not by a tainus tzibur. Rav Yehuda sounds like yachid's always kaveh bracha l'atzmai. He didn't make a chultin yachid, a tainus yachid, and tainus tzibur. He said yachid shekibul all of tainus. He makes an enu ben goyel l'reife. The Braisa makes a chultin a tainus yachid and a tainus tzibur. So tainus d'achreinim vaistais. It would seem from here that Rav Yehuda only said his din by tainus tzibur. And the Gemara understood that Rav Yehuda's din applies by tainus tzibur. That's when you make a bracha l'atzmai. By Tainus Yachid, Rav Yehuda never said you make a bracha la'atzmai. That's how the Gemara starts off, Tzusa Tanisa Hechem et Kirinon. We're talking about a Tainus Tzibur, and the whole din of Rav Yehuda was dafka by a Tainus Tzibur. So now this price, which is same with Rav Yehuda, this price that's mashman at a Tainus Yachid, you're not kaveh bracha la'atzmai, and a Tainus Tzibur, you're kaveh bracha la'atzmai. My answer is loy lamem lach shliach tzibur, the kash lach shliach tzibur esrim abba, matzli, begimel tanis rishaynis teleka esrim varibba. That gimel. Tanis Rishaynis, you don't have 24. So there, a Shliach Tzibur would say 19, would say a Neinu Ben Goyal L'Reife. A Yachid would be saying 18. Of course, a Yachid is never Kaveh Baruch L'Atzmai. And the Shliach Tzibur would say 19, because he's Kaveh Baruch L'Atzmai. But it doesn't say Chavdal, but it's talking about the Gilma Rishaynis. And the Gemara is Shakli Vitari about this thing, but the Maskan of the Gemara is that you only say the Chavdal Baruch is only by the Tanis Achreinis, only by the 7 taniyas achreinis, by the 6 taniyas, by the rishainis, and then says there's no din to say chav dala brachas. That's the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara says at the end of Hilchasa that we say it by Shemei Tefillah. Now the Rosh brings down Abshaf and the Rishayna, and Miri also brings it down, that the din of saying Anenu by Shemei Tefillah is dafka by a tainis yachid. By a tainis tzibur, even a yachid says Anenu as a bracha of Neatzmai. The whole Gemara that says that you say it by Shemei Tefillah is dafka by a tainis yachid. But tain is the Rosh, the Gemara is much not that way. If you're going to say that there's a chiluk, and this whole Gemara is talking about dafka, tainis yachid, and by tainis tzibur, even the yachid says it as a bracha of Neatzmai, so why can't we learn that's the pshat in the Braisa? What was the Gemara's shverkeit? And had to go and zetza in the Braisa that we're talking about the shliach tzibur, and then get into trouble that the shliach tzibur says chav dalet brachas. Why don't we say we're talking about a yachid, and the chiluk is if it's a tainis yachid or a tainis tzibur? By a tainis yachid you say yudches brachas, and a name is by shmei tefillah, and by a tainis sibi you make a brach of the atzmai. L'chayitz mukhach from the Gemara that the man the omenet says that a yachid is not kavei a brach al atzmai is even by a tainis sibi is not kavei a brach al atzmai. As I tain at the Rosh and as I paskim in. It's taka very shver on the Rishaynim that say that by a tainis sibur a yachid is kavei brach al atzmai. So Hashem speaks about it. He's close. Maybe a different pshat in the Gemara is mufalpal on it. They had to have a different pshat in the Gemara, maybe a different girsa than what we have. Another nekuda in the inyan of the chav dalet brachas is a machlekes rishonim which tefillas he said the chav dalet brachas. We had earlier the abanim of yidbeis and mebeis. The Gemara says the schedule of the tainis. The Gemara says the first half of the day the ma'inim mil demasa. And Mikan Ve'el of the second half, Rivad Yoyma, that Karina Masaf of Aftarta, they read the Torah and they do the Aftarta. Mikan Ve'el of Be'inan Rachmi. Afterwards, in other words, the last quarter of the day, Be'inan Rachmi they daven. So Rabbeinu Chananel understood from that, Rebaltit says that the last quarter of the day there will be Be'inan Rachmi, Mechar Avadre daven Shachris, Avadre daven in the first half of the day also. What's the pshat, the last quarter of Be'inan Rachmi? Vais Toy said the special Tfilas Tainis was only said in the last quarter of the day. The Ran over there brings down the Rach, and the Ritva brings down the Rach, that they only said it by Tfilas Ne'ila. It's Mavur later in the Masechta and Daf Chavav that there was a Tfilas Ne'ila that they said by Tainis. So Shaila, the Rambam is Mashmei, said the Tfilas Ne'ila by all Tanesim, say the all 13 of them, the Gimel Rishainis, the Gimel Amtsayis, and the 7 Achreinis, all of them had a special Tfilas Ne'ila. The Turis Mashman only said Tfilas Ne'ila by the Zion, the last 7. But either way, there was a Tfilas Ne'ila that was said by Tainis. And the Rach says, if Ibaltit says over there that the last quarter of the day there will be in Rachmi, even though Avadre Davin Shachris, Vaisley says special Tfilas Tainis is only said by Tfilas Ne'ila. The Ritva Tainis on him, don't see it's only said by Tfilas Ne'ila. Could be it should be said by Tfilas Mincha and Tfilas Ne'ila. Al Kopanim, that's his deek in the Gemara. That was only said in the last quarter of the day. The Rishayim, the Ritva, and the Ran, they hold this Bechlal Na'amuchrich. You could say that Be'emes and the Chav Dalad Brachas were also said by Shachris. They were said by all the Tfilas. But the reason why it says Bina Rachmi, it could be because there you have two Tfilas. You have Mincha and Ne'ila. Mashenken early you only have one Tfilah. And second of all, the Ran says that could be Stam. They said a lot of additional Tfilas. They said piyutim yid gimel midas tilim whatever they said, but they spent a lot of time stam be'inan rachmi with additional tefillas, not necessarily the tefillas hakavuim. Either way, the Ranim and Dvan Emon that they would say by all tefillas, as they say in the Rambam and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that the din of chav dalet brachas is done by all the tefillas by shachris also. There's one other sheet to the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar is mashmah. They made another tefillah. He says kain musaf. It sounds like besides for shachris mincha and ila. They made another tefillah, special tefillah, tainis, kain musaf, he says, vaisis, it was in the morning, where they said the chav dalet brachas then. He brings a Yerushalmi that says that. So there are three shittas. You have the Rebbeinu Chananel, they only said it by Ne'ilah. You have the Baal Amar, that they made a special tefillah with the chav dalet brachas, nothing to do with any of the tefillahs kvuas that they said otherwise. And you have the Rambam, that holds that they said it by all the tefillahs. In fact, the Karen Ayra, this Gemara is klar mavur, like the Rambam, and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they said it by all the tefillahs. If you're going to say that they only said it by Tfilas Ne'ilah, like the Rach, we're going to say like the Baal HaMorah, they said a special tefillah b'fnei atzma, like a tefillah's musaf. So what's the Gemara's kasha that there's not 19 brachas, it's 24 brachas? But in Shachris, there's 19 brachas. So we could be talking about Shachris. By Shachris, ein ben yachid letzibur, the yachid says 18 brachas, the tzibur says 19 brachas. Why do you have to say that we're talking about the three Rishonis or the Emtzayis? By all the Tanaisim, the 18 to 24 brachas only said by Ne'ilah, the rest of the Tfilas, the Shlirik Tzibur says 19 brachas, the Yachid says 18 brachas. That's his kasha, yes. He asked that L'chayim maybe could even ask on the other Shita, on the Rambam, that holds that you say by all the Tfilas, that L'maisa one is that Sarayim by Ma'ariv. By Ma'ariv you don't say the 24 brachas. And like we spoke about in the previous Shia, the Mikra Adin, the Minig Bezman the Gemara, was that Aneinu was said by Ma'ariv. The answer is Pashit. By Ma'ariv there is no Shliach Tzibur. So if we're talking about Ma'ariv, the Shliach Tzibur doesn't say 19 by Ma'ariv. There is no Shliach Tzibur by Ma'ariv. But according to the Rach and the Rabbeinu's Rachia, because that's a 9 by Shachris. By Shachris is a Shliach Tzibur, and you don't say 24 brachas. L'chaya, it sounds like a Raya Mechrachas that they said the 24 brachas by all the tefillahs, upon all the tefillahs that had a Shliach Tzibur. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Tani Chada, one brisa says, Ubreis and Menikais, pregnant the nursing woman, Mesanis, Birushainais, their fast, the first fast, Vei Mesanis, Bachroinis, but not the last ones. The Tani Idach and the second brisa says, Mesanis, Bachroinis, they fast the last ones, Vei Mesanis, Birushainais, they don't fast the first ones. The Tani Idach and the third brisa says, Ei Mesanis, Loi Birushainais, Loi Bachroinis, they don't fast not the first ones, not the last ones. Seemingly three different shittas. Amar Avashi Nekoinim Tzisa B'yadcha, the Metartzen Kulum. You should hold on to the middle ones because then everything is Miyushev. So Rashi teaches it like this, that if you're going to say that Ubisim and Nikas fast Bedavka the middle Taniyos, and they don't fast the first ones, and they don't fast the last ones, then all the Brises will be Miyushev. The Brise that says Mesanis B'rishoynes V'ei Mesanis B'achroynes, they're talking about the last two series of fasts. They're not discussing the first one. So in the last two, the Mesanis B'Rishainis, which is the middle ones, Vei Mesanis B'Achroinis, which means the last seven. The second brisa that says Mesanis B'Achroinis, Vei Mesanis B'Rishainis, we're not discussing the last series, we're discussing the first two series of fasts. So there, Mesanis B'Achroinis, Dafka, the last ones, which is the middle ones, Vei Mesanis B'Rishainis, and not Mesanis, the first ones, meaning the first ones. And the third brisa, Ein Mesanis Loi B'Rishainis V'Loi B'Achroinis, means that not Mesana the very first ones, the first three, the not Mesana the very last ones, the last seven, the only Mesana the middle three, so now all the brises which stem with this. It comes at La'alacha that the Mesana Dafka the middle three Taniyos, and that's the Rav Rishain and Paskin, the Rosh, the Rif, like we said, Rashi holds that way, the Ridvan, the Ran hold that way, and the Turin, the Shulchan Aruch. What's the reason why the Dafka Mesana the middle ones, and not the first ones, and not the last ones? So why they're not Mesana the first ones? Rashi says, Lo Tokef Rugzik Kulahai, because it's not yet such a big Sakana. When it's not such a big Sakana, we don't need them to fast, we can be Makel on them. Taisus and Iran say, Loshen Shehen Kalois. Smash from a different shot, it's Mashem because Hayais, it comes from the same Tam, but Hayais, the first Taniyais, they're not really a Tainis Tzibur. They don't have all the chumras. They're not a 24-hour fast. They're not usher and all the inuyim. So therefore, who are din ubris and menikas don't fast. Mashayin Cain, when you get to a real tainus tzibur, a 24-hour fast, with all the inuyim, that fast is for ubris and menikas. Rather, the reason why the first fast weren't in the chayim of tainus tzibur and the second fast were is because by the second fast is more of a takif rugzei. It's more of an einish. You need more of a tainus, you need to be more rachamim. But the Yisayin Adavar is that the first fast are kalos, they're not 24-hour fasts, they're not fasts with inuyim, they have a din keil like a tainus yachin and a male, they don't apply to a brisa minikais. Lashen came the later fasts, which are more chamurais, and for 24 hours with all the inuyim, they include brisa minikais as well. This chilik between the Rishainis and the Mtsayis also has a chilik practically alacha lamaisa. The difference between, by us, between the Shaar Taniyos and Tisha B'Av. The Shaar Taniyos, like Shavasa B'Tammuz, Asara B'Tevis, same Gedalia, We're there, in Shulchan Aruch it says in Siman Tav Kuf Nun, that those taniyas, the ubris and manikas, are not mechuyev to be misana. The Ramah says that if they're not mitzdar, they should be misana, they're no gula hachmer, but he says they're not mechuyev to, and if they're mitzdar, they're not misana. Shengim by Tisha B'Av, there in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet in Shulchan Aruch it says, and it comes from the Gemara in Pesachim, that ubris and manikas are mechuyev to misana, so mishlimis on Tisha B'Av. Just like Yom Kippurim. So the Rishonim, the Magid Mishnah, the Gais Maimin, already Medayik, and the Rambam, and the Gemara that says that the Masana, Mashlam, and Tisha B'Av, Vaisis only Tisha B'Av. But the other Gimel Taniyas are not for Urbis and Menikais. And the Gayin in Siman Tavkuf Nun brings the Makar from that Gemara. Since you find the Urbis and Menikais are not Masana on the Gimel Rishonis, just in the Gimel Emtsoyis, the Chiluk is because the Gimel Rishonis don't have the Chumrah of the 24-hour tainus, they're only the tainus during the day. They don't have the other inuyim, so they're not so chomer, so that's why they weren't geyser for ubis and minikais. Mashenkin them tzoyis, which have the chomer, it's a tainus for all 24 hours and has the other inuyim, so mel that's also exer for ubis and minikais. So there we see this rule, that the other taniyais, where Klal Yisrael is only mekabel with the chomer of a tainus yachid, that the fast starts in the morning, it's not 24 hours, and they don't have the inuyim, so who are then? It doesn't include Urbis and Menikais, Mashenki and Tisha B'Av, which there the halacha is, it has a din tainus like Yom Kippur. It's a regular din tainus tzibur. That's 24 hours, and all the inuyim, so who would then Urbis and Menikais would have to fast like it says in the Gemara Masechet? So that's the chilah between the Gimel Rishonis and the Gimel Emtsoyis. What's the pshat? They don't fast on the last ones, on the last Zayin. Okay, the last Zayin are more chomer. Why shouldn't Urbis and Menikais fast? So Rashi says, since there are seven taniyos, the Urbis and Menikais won't be able to fast all of them. So even though they are more chomer, but partially it won't be shayach, Chazal didn't want to make a chiyah for the Urbis and Menikais to fast, because it won't be shayach for them to fast all seven taniyos. So the Magen Avraham and Tzimun Tav Kufayin Hei, ask the Kasha, so why don't they just fast some of them? If they can't fast all seven, so let them fast as many as they could. Let the halacha be, they have to fast some of the seven. Zark the Magen Avram, Vais Dais, if there is a takana of seven at a time, it's a takana of seven, and Mimele, you can't fast all seven, so Mimele, you're not part of the takana, you don't have to fast at all. He says, well, come out a big Chiddush Ladina. If Vezim will fast, let's say, three taniyos, and you have a person who's an ish chalash, he's a weak person, he happens to be, his doctor tells him, you can't fast three taniyas. You can fast one, but you can't fast three. So like the Magen Avraham, the chayr state the achidish, that he shouldn't fast at all. Since he can't fast all three taniyas, he shouldn't fast at all. So like the Magen Avraham, v'tzarech ian. He's not sure if that chidish applies. I think what the Magen Avraham's suffix is that only when Bezin makes an exception mikara. In other words, if Bezin has to decide if this fast is for Ubris and Menikas, it's an entire class of people, and they can't be that they'll fast all seven, so Mamela, the fast doesn't apply to Ubris and Menikas altogether. Mashagin, if you have a one personal exception, it's not a class of people, it's just one personal exception, that he can fast all the days of the Tainus, maybe he is Mechuyev to fast as much as he can. Magen Avraham blames with the Tzarechian. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he wants to answer the Kasha to Magen Avraham, and the reason why the Urbis and Menikais can't fast the seven taniyos is because they already fasted the three by them tzayis. So Mela wouldn't be a shayla about someone who can't fast all the taniyos. They can't fast any of the seven taniyos because they already fasted the three of them tzayis. But l'chay Rashi is mafurish not like the Aruch HaShulchan. Rashi says kevin the sheven in ulamatz lemekam. Rashi doesn't say because they already fasted all three. The Aruch HaShulchan's mashman because they can't even fast even one taniyos. They already fasted the three taniyos in them tzayis. Rashi is mafurish not that way. There's a Rabbeinu Yonason that says that the reason why they can't fast the seven taniyos is because the seven taniyos they treated much worse. They brought the teva to the Rechayiv Shalir and they went to the Beis HaKvaris like the Gemara's Matayr in the second parak. Since there was so much more crying and sadness there, that would have affected the Urbis and Menikais Ba'ifin, that if they were participating in the tainus, it would be a sakana for them. The fear of Beni Yadis, and also the Miyush of the Magen Avraham's Kasha. But like we said, that's not Rashi. Rashi says because they can't do all seven. First, state the Magen Avraham's Chiddush, that if you can't do all of them, you don't have to do any of them. So this Gemara is how Rav Rishonim learned the Gemara. The Rambam has a different pshat. The Rambam paskins that they only fast the last seven. They don't fast the middle three. They only fast the last seven. Vaistais, the Rambam holds that the Rambam's svara is that even if it has the chaymer of a taimis tziba like the middle three, but if it doesn't have the chaymer of the last seven with the masriyim and ailam asachanuyas v'chuli, then they weren't gaze them for the ubersimanikas. They only wanted the ubersimanikas to fast when it was a very, very chamadik atainis. Vaistais tishabav, which like we said, the Gemara Pesachim, the Rambam paskins they fast, Vaistais has a din, the negei ubersimanikas of the last seven. The Mepharshim say, how did the Rambam learn Pshat in the Gemara? The Rambam wasn't gairus the words, the Matarzin Kulum. The Ritva also brings that girsa. He was just gairus in the Kaidem Tziyisa Biyadcha. Take them Tziyisa Biyadcha, meaning that there are three brises and the Taka all arguing. First brisa holds the only Masana Berishainis. The second brisa holds their only Masana Bachrainis. And the third brisa holds only them Tzayis. But in the Kaidem Tziyisa Biyadcha, which means you should do like the middle brisa that says, they're not misanis, loy b'rishaynis, loy b'achreynis. And they're not misanis, I mean, the misanis b'achreynis, loy b'rishaynis, the misanis taka b'achreynis, that's the middle brisa, which means that the misanis, the last seven, and nothing to do with tarts and kulum. That's why the Rambam paskins that they're misanis, the last seven, because that's tainus is more chomer. Now let's go weiter. The Mishnah said, ma'ilu yiseiris al rishaynis, what are the seven last tenesim more than the middle three tenesim? The last seven taniyos, they're masriyin, and they also close the chanuyos. The Gemara will explain. The Gemara says, what does it mean, masriyin? Rav Yehuda Amar b'Shayfris, that they blow shayfer. And Rashi says, masriyin is a lashon of trua, which means a tekiah, trua tekiah. They did these shayfers in order she'echniu libam l'kayla shayfer v'nirsoa mechatasam. They should do tshuva because of the kayla shayfer. As she says, they were doing it by the sheish bracha shemisifim b'yayim atainis. And each bracha, they were tekeyam, tekiyah shvarim trua. Altogether, the 18 kailas in each six, they did each one of the six brachas, they did three. Rabbi Yehuda ba'anenu. He says that they do anenu. Rashi says it doesn't mean the bracha of anenu, the bracha of anenu, but all the taniyas. It means a special tefillah of anenu. The same tefillah that we say at the end of Slichas, Rashi says, which we still say this tefillah at the end of Slichas, Aneinu, Alkeinu, Aneinu. Everyone would scream this tefillah, and that's what it means, Masriyin. So Gemara says, the Havana was, and one that says Aneinu is Dafka Aneinu. Pashas, that means that they didn't blow Shafer at all. They only said Aneinu. And the one that says Shafer, Dafka was Shafer, they didn't say Aneinu at all. They only blew Shafer. So the Gemara brought a raya from the Braisa, that they blew shayfer. Isa says, Shebehem Nidchas Hashoy, it's a similar to Yerichai, and by Yerichai there was shayfer, so you see they blew shayfer. The Gemara says, Allah Shanel, but shayfer is to call my plea, the Karle Asra. Shayfer is everyone will call Asra. Ki pliga b'aneinu, mar Karle Asra, mar Savaloi Karle Asra. Then one man the Amma holds, Dafka shayfer is called Asra, Aneinu is not called Asra. The other man the Amma holds, Aneinu also could be called Asra. The Gepshuta, you would learn Pshat, that the man, the Amman, that says Dafka Shreifer is called Asura, so they were only Masriyim B'Shreifer, and they didn't say Aneinu. Masheikin, the man, the Amman, that holds that Aneinu is also called Asura, that means they were Masriyim B'Shreifer, and they said Aneinu. Both. They did both. As always, the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. If Shainim asked Akasha, what was the Havman of the Gemara that Aneinu, as Masriyim, is Dafka Aneinu and not Shreifer, it's a Mefurish Mishnah later, the Rashi brings that they did the Shafers. Mishnah, the second parak, Yedalna Mabes, it says that the Taku kind of a Taku, Ariyu kind of a Ariyu. The Mishnah says, clearly, the way Rashi explains it, that in each one of the brachas, they had to kiya Shafer. How could the Gemara have a Havamina that with Masriyim means Dafka Neinu, not kiya Shafer, when the Mishnah before says they did the kiya Shafer on the tiniest? The Rishainim bring the Ravid. The Ravid is also when the Asagas arrive in the Rosh Hashanah, in the third parak. Shaina Ritva brings it here. But we're not talking about what was done during the Seder HaBrachas. The Avada they did the Tkiya Shafer during the Seder HaBrachas. They're discussing what was done after the Seder HaBrachas. After Shemain Eshu is finished, after the whole Seder HaBrachas, then they were Masriyin. What exactly they do? So there's a Shaila. Did they blow Shafer? Or did they scream Aneinu? And the Chayyim Maskanis HaGemara is one man the Amma said all they did was Bo Shafer, and the other man the Amma said that they also screamed Aneinu. But the Tkiyah Shafer that we're discussing is the Tkiyah Shafer was done after the Tfilas. That was the Masriyan. B'shas the Tfilas Avadah Neblu Shafer. That's the Ravitz Teretz. But the Rishayim don't like the Ravitz Teretz. Rishayim say, no, Avadah the Mishnah is talking about what they did, I'll say their Abrachas. So the Ramban and the Ritva say this pshat. They say, Avadah the Mishnah knew that they blew Shafer. And Avadah also, they said Aneinu. Both of these two things were done during the Zion Achreinus. Now the Shaila was like this. The Shaila was, it says, Al Elu Seiris Al Rishayna Shabbat Elu Masriyin. That the Zion Achreinus were more than the Rishayinus because the Asra was Dafka by the Zion Achreinus. So the Gemara had that Shaila. We know Kloy the Zion Achreinus, they did both Shafer and Aneinu. Shaila was, what did they do by them Tzayis by the Rishayinus? The man the Yom that says that Masriyin means Shafers. So the pshat was that Aneinu, they did in the earlier Taniyas also. And the man, the Amr, that says that Masriyan means Aneinu, in the Havamina, Shafers they did in the earlier Taniyas also. The later Taniyas, they Zichah did both Shafers and Aneinu. But whatever the word Masriyan means, that particular thing was not done in the Rishaynis. If Masriyan means Shafers, so that means Shafers weren't done in the Rishaynis, but Aneinu was done in the Rishaynis. If Masriyan means Aneinu, so that means Aneinu was not done in the Rishaynis, but Shafers was done in the Rishaynis. That's good for the Gemara Shaila. And Ibazai, what was the Gemara's Maskana? That the Machlokes is as following. Masriyan Zichah means Shafers. So Zichah, they did not do Shafers in the Rishaynis. The Shaila was, is Masriyan also mean Aneinu? If Masriyan means Aneinu, so they didn't do Aneinu in the Rishaynis also. But if Masriyan means Dafka Shafers, then they did do Aneinu in the Rishaynis. That's how the Ramban and the Ritva learn Pshat in the Gemara. And the Ritva points out, Lefiyas Pshat, it should come out. That when the Gemara says Tanoihi, and the Gemara brings the Brais, Al Elu Masriyan B'Shabbos, Alir Shekfu Gais, so that means that is a Raya that Hasra means Aneinu, and the Gemara says Shema Mino, and that's a Mishnah, so Pashas we pass in that way, that Hasra also means Aneinu. So Kumtais Lefiyas and a Maskana is, that they said Shafer and Aneinu by the Achreinus, and that was true no matter where you held in the Gemara. The only Shaila is what they did in the Rishaynus, but the Maskana is they did neither Shafer nor Aneinu in the Rishaynus. They only did Aneinu in the Achreinus, and they only did Shafer in the Achreinus. So the Ritva is bothered, Lefi Zev, why do we do Aneinu by Eseris Yimei Tshuva? Yimei Tshuva is not even a Tainus. So why do we say Aneinu by the Slichas of Eseris Yimei Tshuva and on Yom Kippur? Why do we say Yom Kippur is not so shver? But the Aseris Yimei Tshuva is shver. It says a chiddush that since the Aseris Yimei Tshuva Yimei Adin, since the Shrek Lecha Yimei Adin, so male they have the same chaymer b'negei Aneinu as a Shiva Achreinus. It's mamish a very chomedic Adin, so male they have the same chashivas as a Shiva Achreinus. That's why we say Aneinu. That's what the Ritva says. Please, that's a little bit shver why we say Aneinu by the regular Taniyais. The Tainus of Shivasa Batamas and Asari Batavis and Same Gedali is in Asari Simei Tshuva, but a Shivasa Batamas and Asari Batavis, the Ilachar doesn't have the Chaymer of the Shiva Achreinus or of the Asari Simei Tshuva. So the Sarsemis mentions it. So the Sikkum that we have till now, the Ravid says Pshat in the Gemara that we're not talking about Aseidur Abrachas. Aseidur Abrachas Avadah Neblu Shafer. The question was, what did they do afterwards? And there, Chalik is if they only blew Shafer or they also said Aneinu. Chayyur the Maskanis HaGemara is that they did both. If you hold Masriyan can mean both Shafer and Aneinu, like the Mishnah later. And you have the Ramban and the Ritva that says, no, that's Pasha that did Shafer and Aneinu by the Shiva Achreinus. The question, what the word Masriyan means, was to teach you what is it Yaseiris, where was the Shiva Achreinus more than the Rishaynus? If Masriyan Dafka means Shafer, so only more by Shafer, so they said Aneinu, by the Rishaynus also. Mashen, can we paskin that the Shiva, that Masriyan means both Shafer and Aneinu, so Kum Dais, they didn't say neither Shafer nor Aneinu by the Shiva Rishaynus. But Rashi, Al-Karchach, had a different shot. Rashi says like this. Rashi, you look in the Lashin, El B'Shafer is Kuli Alma. Rashi says, the Masriyan, the Ketani Hacha B'Masnisen, Tavdina B'Tainius, that's for sure B'Shafer's, period. That the word Masriyan and Ab Mishnah definitely only mean Shafers. Pligi b'aneinu, Rashi says, ki pligi b'masriin d'aminu b'almal shar peronius. Marisa v'aneinu nami asro, v'haydik tani b'alma masriin aneinu, u'man d'yama b'sheifris, avu b'aneinu loy. So Rashi learns there is no machloikis b'chlal by taniyas. The masriin in that Mishnah means sheifris and only sheifris, and not aneinu. Machloikis was ba'alma itmar. The machloikis of masriin means sheifris and aneinu was not discussing our Mishnah. Our Mishnah certainly means sheifris. The Shaila is, what does it mean in other Mishnais? Do you have to say in every other Mishnah, Masriyan dafka means Shafers, period? Masriyan can mean anything else other than Shafers. Or do you say, no, in other Mishnais, Masriyan could mean Anenu. And when it means Anenu, it doesn't mean Shafers. And when it means Shafers, it doesn't mean Anenu. But Masriyan could be both things. It could either mean Shafers or Anenu. Not both. So that Mishnah also doesn't mean both. That Mishnah means Shafers. The question was, in other Mishnais, is it possible to say it means Anenu? That's how Rashi learns. And that's what it says in the Gevurah Sari, and the Rashash, and the Karen Ari. They all learn up Rashi that way. As I state in Rashi. So, l'chara kum dais l'fi Rashi, that there is no din Anenu by Taniyas altogether. Masrin in the Mishnah means Shaifers, and it doesn't mean Anenu l'kuli alma. And Yitaka half shrei to kasha to Rishaynim asked, what was the havamin on that Masrin doesn't mean Shaifers? The Mishnah later says Mefurish Shafers, and you can't really answer like the Ravid, because Rashi Mefurish says that Masriyan means Shafers HaSeder HaBrachas, and you can't answer like the Rishenim, because Rashi Mefurish learns not that way. Rashi Mefurish learns that according to Ma'an Yom HaShafers, they didn't say Aninu B'Dachrenis. So it'll be a bissel shver. Al-Kaponim, that sheet is Rashi, that the Masriyan in the Mishnah Dafka means Shafers, and only in other places Masriyan can mean Aninu, but in that Mishnah doesn't mean Aninu at all. The Sfasemah says the Paiskim all mashma like Rashi. The Rosh and the Rifla Mashal don't bring down this whole sugya, nothing. They just say the Mishnah Masriyan, they don't explain it at all. The Rambam also doesn't bring down anything about Anenu, or the Torah or the Shulchan Aruch. Nobody brings the din of saying Anenu. However, you learn the sugya like the other Rishayim, there is a din Anenu, Akapanim by the Sheva Achreinus. According to Rashi, it was only a Havamina. L'maisa is no din Anenu l'kuli alma. L'maisa Masriyan means Shafers and only Shafers. It's very good. The Rosh and the Rif didn't have to go into the Shaila. It's not Negei Lalach and Ilchus Tainus at all. It's Negei Pshat in the word Masriyan, as it applies in other places, could it mean Anenu? And Mel, there is no Din Anenu. That's why they never bring it down. That's why the Mashmayis to the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't bring down the Din Anenu, is Mashmayin lit the Sugya like Rashi, that we're only talking about Shafers. And now I want to discuss two more topics, which is Negei to this Din, of Kiya Shafer on a Tainus. The first thing is, like, this Nakuda is the Rishaynim's Kasha. Kama v'kama Rishaynim asked this Kasha. That in Al Gemara it's Mavur that the Kiya they did on Tainus was done with a Shafer. And many Rishaynim asked the Kasha that there's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavavim and Beis that says the following, that says, that Shafel Shir Rosh Hashanah, when you blew a Shafel of Rosh Hashanah, it's talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shafel was Marech and the Chatzetzus from the Katzer, Shemitzis Hayayim B'Shafel. That they blew Shafel and Chatzetzus, the Shafel went longer than the Chatzetzus, because the Mitzis Hayayim by Rosh Hashanah is to blow Shafel. Uv Taniyais, and when they blew Shafel by a Tainis, so then it says, Uv Shtei Chatzetzus, Shafel Mekatzer V'Chatzetzus Marichais, Shemitzis Hayayim B'Chatzetzus. The Shafer was short, the Chatzetzus were longer, because the Mitzvah Sayyim is with Chatzetzus. And the Gemara says, the Gemara brings the Braisa there, Chavzayim Amen Alf, Amed Varmurim B'Mikdash, Avo B'Gvulim, Mokim Sheyesh Chatzetzus, Ein Shafer. Mokim Sheyesh Shafer, Ein Chatzetzus. That in the Beis HaMikdash, there was always both Chatzetzus and Shafer. On Rosh Hashanah was both Shafer and Chatzetzus. On Tainis, it was both Shafer and Chatzetzus, but on Rosh Hashanah, the Shafer went long, the Chatzetzus went short, because Mitzvah Sayyim B'Shafer. And on Tainis, the Chatzetzus went long and the Shafer went short, because Mitzvah Sayyim B'Chatzetzus. But B'Gvulin, they didn't have both. Either you had just the Shafer, or you had just Chatzetzus. Mar explains, we learn that from the Pasuk, B'Chatzetzus V'Kol Shafer Real if they are Melech Hashem, that when it's the Fnei and Melech Hashem, then you have both Chatzetzus and Shafer. But only you can't have both. So Rashi says, so Ba'alma and Rosh Hashanah, all you have is Shafer, and on Taniyas, all you have is Chatzetzus. And that's l'chayr, the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chisavayim m'cham al artzuchem al tzaret tzer eschem, v'reisim m'chatzetzus. That's the Pasuk that Rashi brings in our sugya also. That when there's a tzara, so the truah is done with the Chatzetzus. So that's the kasha. Why does this Gemara say Shofar? And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says Klar, and this is the Charet Pasuk also, that by Tainis is done by a Chatzetz, it's not with a Shofar. At kan the kasha. Now, there are basically four Mahalchim had to answer this kasha. First Mahalch, the Rishayim say here, the Ridvan, the Ramban say here, that this Gemara is Lav Dafka. The Gemara says Shofar, so it means Chatzetz. The Raya from Yericho was, and it was done with a Kli. There it says Shofar, so the Gemara said the word Shofar. The Gemara doesn't mean Shofar, the Gemara means Chatzetz. They also bring, the Gemara says in Shabbos, in the end of Perek Mem at Likin, that the name Shofar and Chatzetz got changed, and what used to be called Chatzetz now is called the Shofar. So that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means Chatzetz. The Iker is like the Sugin Rosh Hashanah, that Avadi have to blow Chatzetz. Like Rashi there is Mufurish, that the mitzvah is with Chatzetz, not with Shofar, and Shofar here is Lav Dafka. And Lechay, that's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam does not bring down the din of Shofar once in the entire Hilchos Tainis. He always says that Yemariya b'chatzeitzos. He doesn't say Yemariya with the Shofar. Lechay, he held that Agamar is Lav Dafka. That's the first Malach. The second Malach is the Ravid that we mentioned, that the Ravid says that the Masriyan of Agamar is not the same thing as its Kiyas that were done in the Mishnah in the second Perek. The taku ariyu v'taku that was done in the Mishnah in the second parak, that was taka b'chatzetzus. But what was done now in Agamar the Masri, and that was done after davening, where there was a shayla, whether they did shayfah, whether they did anenu, whether they did both. But there was a bzundur tkiyah shayfah that was done after davening. Nothing to do with the ikka mitzvah of tkiyah chua tkiyah that was done with chatzetzus during davening. That's the Raiva l'shitasai that learns that Agamar is talking about a Masriyan that's done after davening, after the tefillah, as an extra tefillah. Like we said, the Rishayim didn't hold the way, the Rishayim hold that the Masriyan of Agamar was the tekiyas that were done during tefillah, like Rashi says, that's what the other Rishayim hold. Point to the Ravid, also, the mitzvah of Tainis is Chatzetzus, granted they had a Shofar, the Ravid brings the Raya, because the Yishalmi here says, you know why they use the Shofar, the Yishalmi says? Because they should be Goyin Kebehema. Goyin, Gimel Vav Ayin Yud Nun, they should be moaning and groaning like a behema. That would sound like they use the Shofar, not a Chatzetzus. So he says, it means besides for the Din Chatzetzus, they use the Shofar. But according to the Raya, the Ikad Din of Tkiah, that's there by Taniyas, is like it is according to the Rambam and according to Rashi, by Chatzetzus. Granted, they also had a Shofar. That's the second Mahalach. But Rav Rishayim, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, hold that the Din Tainis is with a Shofar. Like we're going to explain. And they bring that that's what the Tshuva Zagayinim says. The Tshuva Zagayinim says, Mefurish, that they used to blow Shofar by Taniyas, not Chatzetzus. And they bring from the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah. The Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah says, Mefurish, that someone blew a Chatzetzus, and the other man, the Amma, said, no, you can't blow a Chatzetzus on a Taniyas, because a Chatzetzus is only in the base of Mikdash, Bigvul, and you have to dafka blow a Shofar. And that was done by a Taniyas. And the Shail is, so what do you do with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? It says, Mitzvah Seyem Chatzetzus. And the Gemara is Eisver, that you don't do both, but it sounds like Bigvulim, you do Amol Chatzetzres. And Rashi learns it means Ultanesim, you do Chatzetzres. So the two Mahalchim, the Magid Mishnah brings a Rashba that holds that you could do either one. There's no Kpeda. You could do either Chatzetzres or Shofar by Tainus if you want. You could do Chatzetzres, but you Yetzu with Shofar also just as much as Chatzetzres. You just can't do both. That's the Din Bigvulin, only with Mikdash you could do both, but the Din of Tainis is either one. You have a pick, you have a choice of doing either Shofar or Chatzetzus. So granted, they did Shofar, like the Yishalmi says, Kadesh Yugayin Kebehema, that's what they did, that was the minig that they did. They could have done Chatzetzus. But the other Rishayim, the Melchames, and also the Chedushi Ramban here, and the Ridva and the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, they say that the din chatzetzus was v'chisivoyu mecham al artzichem al atzar tzur eschem v'esem mechatzetzus. The din chatzetzus was when it's all Klal Yisrael together in one united tzara. When Gan's Klal Yisrael is together with one united tzara, which you'll have by melchama, so then there's a din of chatzetzus. If it's not a melchama, that's one tzara, that Klal Yisrael is united together with one tzara, then there's no din of chatzetzus. So in the Beis HaMikdash, that's called Gan's Klal Yisrael together. When they had a tainus and they didn't have in the Beis HaMikdash, the tefillah in the Beis HaMikdash by the tainus, that's about the Gan's Klal Yisrael together, about the mitzvah sayyim the chatzetzus. But out of the Beis HaMikdash, so if there was a melchama in Eretz Yisrael that's negated to Gan's Klal Yisrael, all together being mesana, then they have a din of chatzetzus. Otherwise, you don't learn out the din of chatzetzus, you learn out the din of Shofar. So according to this teretz, By Shai Tanias, when it's not in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not in Muhammad, that's negated the Gan's Kal Yisrael, the din is Bedavka Shaifer, and not Chatzotzus. That's what they brought from the Yishalmi in Rosh Hashanah, that he said. Chatzotzus is only in the Beis HaMikdash. Out of the Beis HaMikdash, it's Dafka Shaifer, and not Chatzotzus. So Lissikum, the four Shittas, the Rambam and Rashi and Mashmur, the din of Tainus is only Chatzotzus, there's no din Shaifer by Tainus Bechlal. Our Gemara is Lav Dafka. The Ravid says, the Ikam Mitzvah of a reis and mechatzaitis is avad only niskayim with chatzaitis, but grada they also blew shayfa afterwards a new extra din of masriyan that was there. The yisaid is maskim lagabi the mitzvah, it's also chatzaitis. You have the Magid Mishnah brought from the Rajba that you have a choice, either shayfa or chatzaitis, either one is acceptable. And you have the Ramban and the Ridva and the Ran that they all say that when it's in the Beis HaMikdash, or it's a Mulcham in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Gei Gans Kal Yisrael, via the din is Chatzaitzis. Mashayin Kain, when it's a private Tzara, a Tzara of a Tzibur, of one Tzibur in Kal Yisrael, an ear, that has a Tzara, then the din is Dafka Shefer and not Chatzaitzis. You learn out the din of Chatzaitzis, you learn out the din of Tkiyah, you learn out the din of Meirim from the Pasuk of Echisavaya Mulcham Ba'artzachem, but the din of Chatzaitzis, you don't learn out. You do it like we do Rosh Hashanah B'Shefer. Those are the Shittas on this Kasha. And now we get to the second Nakuda, which is the Magen Avraham's Kasha. The Magen Avraham asked the following Kasha. The Magen Avraham's in the beginning of Siman Tufkathayim Vav. Tufkathayim Vav, he says, the Rambam says, it's a mitzvah saseim in a Torah, lizay gularia b'chatzaitzis al kol tzorish leitove al atzibur, shenem al atzair atzair eschem v'ersim b'chatzaitzis, which what does it mean al atzair atzair eschem, k'loy mekol dove sheyetz lechem, k'loy mitzairis v'deve v'arbu k'yetz v'zeh. Rambam's Mayrach Vidav is a Midarkei Atshuva that people should realize when there's a Tzara, it didn't come by itself, the Eibush is sending a message, v'chuli. But the Rambam's Mufurish that the mitzvah Saseh Midei Reis is to go blow Chatzaitzis. But the Magen Avraham asks, so how come we don't do it today by Eis Tzara? Even though there's a din of Ein Tainus Tziba B'Bavel, but still Midei Reis it is a mitzvah to blow Shaifa without a Tainus. Bira Dover. If the mitzvah of Tkiyas Chatzaitzis would be a mitzvah derabbanan, the whole thing wouldn't be shver. Because you only find the din of Tkiyas Chatzaitzis by a Tainus Tzibur. So any time if we're not knowing a Tainus Tzibur, with the full chumris of Tainus Tzibur, the fasting for 24 hours, the inuyim and everything, because it's bavel, even Eretz Yisrael is a shayla if you know a Tainus Tzibur, spoke in the previous year, and there's no Tainus Tzibur if it's not a shayla of rain, according to the Rambam. But whatever it is, so you could say the din Chatzaitzis was niskan, when there's a Tainus Tzibur, ain't Tainus Tzibur b'bavel, and Mimela, we don't have a din of Chatzaitzis. Mashenken, if it's a din deraisa, there's no such thing as mi deraisa, ain't Tainus Tzibur b'bavel. The Rambam's clear, it's a din deraisa by all tzaris, a din deraisa of being Masriya. So what's the pshat that we don't do it today? How come we're not doing this mitzvah deraisa? That's Rekta Magen Avraham. But to answer the kasho, let's go over the different shittas that we have, that we mentioned before. In other words, we mentioned before that Shittas Rambam and Rashi and the Ravid also holds that the mitzvah deraisa is chatzaitzis, not shayfer. So the Ritva already says, when the Ritva says this pshat, the Ritva brings down the pshat that Agamar is lav dafka and shayfer is lav dafka. When the Gemara says shayfer, it means chatzaitzis. He says that's why the noig and surfas that they're not tekeya by tanias, because they hold that the tekeya has to be chatzaitzis and we don't have chatzaitzis. I got an Igris Meisha, someone asked for Meisha to Shaila, it's an Arachayim, Chaylagal, Simon Kufsa, Meches, that what's up, Shaila? We don't have Chatzaitzis. Go make Chatzaitzis. Get some silver and make Chatzaitzis. What do you mean we don't have Chatzaitzis? Why not? We can make Chatzaitzis. So Meisha answered him a big Kiddush. He answered him, the din to be the key of the Chatzaitzis is dafka the Chatzaitzis that are used in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't stop make your own Chatzaitzis. It's Chatzaitzis that are used in the Beis HaMikdash for Karbanis. He brings the Raya, is in Jusant the Rambam day. They ask the Kasha and the Rambam. The Rambam makes one mitzvah saseh in the minion of the Tayag to bol chatzaitzis by karbonis and by taniyais. The Magid Mishnah, in the beginning of Ilchas Tainus, asks the Kasha, what's the pshat? It's one mitzvah saseh to bol chatzaitzis by karbonis and by taniyais. It's two separate things. One is a seid and a void of karbonis, and one is a dimmi darkei atshuva. He should make two mitzvahs out of it. The Magid Mishnah says, because since they're both done with the Chatzaitzis, they're both din mitinei Chatzaitzis. Well, it's one mitzvah, to use the Chatzaitzis for all the thing you need to use the Chatzaitzis for. Karbanis and for taniyos. Zog the Rambam, in dem state, from here you see that it has to be the same chatzaitzus. You can't make your own chatzaitzus. You have to use the chatzaitzus that's used in the base of Midrash HaKabbanis. That's the one you have to use for Tanis. And Anish, you're not yetzer this mitzvah. So in Mela, we have a teretz that's already in the Rishonim, it's already in the Ritva. If you hold like the Rishonim that say that the mitzvah of Tainus is dafka chatzaitzus, we don't have chatzaitzus. That's why we don't do this mitzvah anymore. That's one teretz. Now, that same shayel in the Igris Moshe, Asher of Moshe, what's the Magen Avraham's kasha? He didn't have a Ritva. The Ritva says a teretz. So the Magen Avraham says his kasha. The Magen Avraham, before he asks the kasha, he brings the Magen Mishnah of Hashem Derashba that says you don't have to use chatzaitzus. You could use either Shefa or Chatzaitzis. So like those two terutzim, like the Rashba that says you could use either Shefa or Chatzaitzis, or like the Rishonim that say a Chatzaitzis is only in the Beis HaMikdash, or in Eretz Yisrael, Bezman Melchama, when you have all Klal Yisrael together, otherwise you use a Shefa, so then it's Shver, because we have Shefa, so Mela, we should have a mitzvah Asei Deraisa to use a Shefa. Now I'll just mention that the Baruch official Perlaum, in his Mitzvah Mitzvahs of Sa'ad Yigayin, Mitzvah Tazayin, he names on that what the Rishonim mean is that the Din Chatzaitzris was dafke said by the Beis HaMikdash or Mechamu Kedayma, and otherwise is Bechlal no Din Deiraisa, and Memela, the din of Shefer is a Din Derabanan. And Mela, you could say, like we said, that since it's a Din Derabanan, you need a tiny Sibur. And Mela, since you need a tiny Sibur, and we don't have a tiny Sibur, so Rabbanan, whenever Masakin, the din of Shefer, when there's no tiny Sibur. But in the Rashba Lechari, you can't say that, because the Rashba's Mashma, that is good for the din. You could always either use Chatzaitis or Shefer, whichever one you want. So that's in the Rashba, you can't say it. But even in the other Rishonim, in the Ramban, in Melchames, in Rosh Hashanah, and the Chedushim here, I think it's Mamish Klor from his words, that the Pshat is that you learn that from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, the Chisavayim Melchama Ba'artzachem, Al Atzaret Tzayr Eschem, V'reisim Mechatzaitis. And you learn that from Al Atzaret Tzayr Eschem, that includes other Tzars. And the Ramban is saying, that when Marba other Tzars, is dafka for the din tkiyah, but not for the din chatzaitzis. So mele hada the din tkiyah to the regular din tkiyah that we have in Rosh Hashanah b'shefer. It sounds mafurish that the din shefer by shai tzars is also a din deraisa. When b'zeh gam kein, a lot of achreinim give terutzim, the Nesef Chaim Eifenart, the Prima Godim, the Mishnah Berurah, that says that the din chatzaitzis is only in Eretz Yisrael. It's only when we have Eretz Yisrael, like the Pasuk says, ba'artzachem, only when Klal Yisrael is being shaylo of Eretz Yisrael. I think the terutzim are good mitzad atzman, but in the Rishonim it's not mashma that way. The Rishonim are mashma that the din that whatever the din chatzaitzis is taka toloi in Eretz Yisrael and being the base of Mikdash and the knufi of Kol Yisrael, like we said. But otherwise, you have a din tkiyah, but you don't have a din chatzaitzis. You only have a din shayfer. So the emphasis in the Rishonim, it's b'chol not a kasha. The Rishonim are mavur, and they bring from the Tshuvas Gaonim. It sounds mavur to me from the Rishonim that the minig was to blow shayfer. They did blow shayfer by Taniyos. It says in Sarfes they didn't, because they held it was chatzaitzis. The Rishonim then held that Yemekai in the mitzvah said the Reisa with the shayfer. They took a blue shayfer. Now what's pshat in that minig? So either you could say, like the Ritva says, that the minig Sarfes was gebayt. It's because we argued on those Rishonim. We all like the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rashi, the Ravid, that the mitzvah is dafka chatzaitzis, all over, b'chal makam, b'chal zman. And we don't have chatzaitzis, so male, we have no din tkiyah b'chalal. Or you could say that the emesis Rabbi Yochanan Fushel Perlau brings that Kamri Shainim don't bring the mitzvah of chatzaitzis as a mitzvah from the Tayag mitzvah. The Smag leaves it out, the Psaid Degayim leaves it out. Kamri Shainim leave out that mitzvah, and he wants to say, he brings it from Achreinim, that they hold that there's no mitzvah reisim b'chatzaitzis. It's just a haftacha. It's an eitz teva. The Eivish is telling you, when you blow chatzaitzis, so this will be a skula to have a Yeshua from the Eivim. But it's not a mitzvah say deraisa. So male, the whole din of tkiyah was also tekanas lechamim, and they made it with gedarim. They made it with gedarim, like we said before, of tainas sibur, ain't tainas sibur above. So male, we don't have it. So lisikum, the Rambam is mefurish that he held that the mitzvah is dafka chatzaitzis, and he didn't hold of any of these chalukim. He held that the mitzvah is chatzaitzis, and it's a mitzvah by every single tzar anywhere in the world. It's klar in the Rambam that way. And the Rambam was mefurish, even when they didn't have a tanis tzibur, because the Rambam holds you only make a tanis tzibur in Eretz Yisrael and by Matar Bovad. But the Rambam constantly, throughout Hilchos Tainis, on other tzaris, he says, Misanem u'masriyin. mefurish that you do the din of Masriyin even when it's not a Tainis Tzibur. Like we had mentioned, other Rishayim you could learn in the Mishnayis that on the other Tzaris in Eretz Yisrael, the Masriyin, that they made a Tainis Tzibur. That's what the Ramban holds. In Bavel, they didn't have a Tainis Tzibur, they never had Masriyin altogether. The Rambam is mefurish not the way. The Rambam is mefurish that there's a mitzvah to say the Reis of Chatzaitis, b'chol makom b'chol zman. And according to the Rambam, you could learn that a minig is good, like the Dvas says, from that's the minig sarfas, that since the mitzvah is dafka chatzaitis, you need the chatzaitis of the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have chatzaitis, and memela, we don't do this, because we're honest, we can't be mekayim that mitzvah. Rishayim, the Rashba, and the Ramban, and the Ran, and the Ridva, which either say, like the Rashba, that you can mekayim with either shayfer or chatzaitis, or like the Ramban, Ran, and Ridva, like we said, the Mashmais is klar, from the Ramban, and they're all going in the same shita, that the mitzvah deraisa is chatzaitis in the Beis HaMikdash and Mizma Mulcham in Eretz Yisrael, and shayfer everywhere else, but it's a mitzvah deraisa. But they taka did shayfer whenever they had a tainus, so they were mekayim this mitzvah. There are achrayim that learn, the Nesef Chaim learns this way, the Prima Gadim and others, that say that the mitzvah deraisa is chatzaitis in Eretz Yisrael, Mizma Mulcham u'kadayma, and everywhere else is bechlal not a mitzvah deraisa. If you learn that way, I don't think any of the Rishayim say this, but if you learn that way, it's good our minig, why we don't blow Shafer, because since it's the Rabbanan, like we're saying, you would need a tiny Tzibah for it. And if you want to shtim it with more Rishayim, the Rishayim that don't count, the Din of Chatzaitis is a mitzvah from the Tayag Mitzvahs, and the Achrayim learn up because they hold it's not a mitzvah to save their Isa to blow Chatzaitis by a tainus. It's just the Avtacha. The whole din of Chatzaitis was always a mitzvah derabanan, and the din derabanan was dafka when there's a tainus tzibur and ain't tainus tzibur b'bavel.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.